It's February and it's Black History Month. This year, we decided to observe by speaking to voices with roots in Africa who are making an impact around the world as part of a global diaspora. You might remember Yaya Alafia when she was Yaya Da Costa, the young model who repped her African and Latina roots in season 3 of America's Next Top Model. She has since gone on to have a successful film career. Last year, she starred as Black Panther Carol Hammy in Lee Daniels' The Butler. Here is a clip with David Oyelowo, who plays the butler's son and her boyfriend.
What are we doing here? I thought this was going to be about community service.
This is community service.
Someone kills one of us?
Community protection.
Are you ready to kill somebody, Carol? Because I ain't.
I am.
And Yaya Alafia is with us now to talk more about her career and her heritage. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us and congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's exciting to be here.
Now, you were telling us, and I do want to mention the fabulous Angela Davis fro that you were rocking in The Butler. Mm. Is that your natural look?
That's my hair. It can do a lot of different things, but that's definitely, it was coming out of my scalp.
That was definitely your fabulous fro.
That was.
Excellent. Excellent. You were telling us that you actually had a background to bring to that role, that your parents were activists. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Definitely coming from a father who was an organizer in the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. My mother did a little bit of work with the Black Panthers, back during that time. So it felt kind of natural for me going on that audition for that role. I kind of just pulled from stories that I had heard from them and then, married them with the make-believe world of the movement in The Butler.
Well, speaking of movement, your heritage crosses continents, as many people's does these days. Your heritage involves both Brazil and Nigeria. Could you just tell us how those two came together?
Yeah. Not two. I'm one of those Africans in America that's kind of a mutt, for lack of a better word. Even though I have cousins that will say they're Brazilian, or I self-identify as an African in America. I think that when people start to get a little too specific, it serves as a divisive, tactic, and I think unity is in order now. So, yeah, I'm all about the diaspora, and I feel at home in a lot of places, but I'm truly an African-American.
Well, speaking of that, I just want to play a clip from when you were one of the contestants on America's Next Top Model. I'm sure you'll remember this moment, because I know I remember this moment, because it starts with a comment from one of the judges, and here it is.
You have this intensity to prove your sort of Africanness, and I think that sometimes it's overbearing. It's just too much. It's sort of a layer on top of a layer.
In response to trying to prove myself as an African, that's just where I come from. It's very natural to me.
How did you take that comment? I know
there
were many shoes being thrown at the screen.
You say that, you're sure I remember that. I have practiced such deliberate amnesia when it came to that show, because it's been over a decade. Hearing that, it felt sad. Just hearing my voice at such a young, vulnerable age and, forced into this other world that I wasn't prepared for. So it's interesting, because how unfortunate is it that someone was able to even say that? She said it's too much. How could it be too much?
It's hard to envision that term being applied to someone else.
It's too much for her, because she's made to feel uncomfortable.
Do you feel that, I know that you said that at this point you want to identify as an African in America, but I think other people appreciate the opportunity now to be able to express themselves as, African American and Latina, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Afro-Latino, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so is that something that you feel perhaps has opened up now that perhaps was not the case 10 years ago and people didn't really understand that what that was?
Absolutely. And it's so refreshing. I mean, at the age of 16, I took a trimester in high school abroad, and I went to the Dominican Republic, and it was the first time, even though I had grown up in Harlem, kind of at the border of Washington Heights, where the community is largely Dominican, I didn't realize how deep-rooted the brainwashing went and how much self-hate there was. And, so I lived with a host family. I had 5 play sisters that I actually looked like, so it was a wonderful experience. But every time I got back home, my host mother would yell at me, saying, "No, cuídate, te va a quemar, you're going to burn out there, don't get too dark, you could be so pretty." And that really had an effect on me.
What effect do you think it did have on you?
Oh, it was heartbreaking. And it made me, you know, it's interesting because as a teenager, I definitely identified more. Like you're saying, it's refreshing for people to be able to identify as Afro-Latina. It made me, you know, samba even harder. And kind of, even when I was living in Brazil, I made a point to not speak English, you know, and to demand the respect that people in the community that I was living in weren't getting if your skin was darker than a certain hue. Because I was in school there, so I had a nice apartment, but my neighborhood consisted of only lighter-skinned Brazilians, and so if you were darker than a paper bag, you were either poor, you were begging on the street, you were in the favela next door, right up the hill. So it was very important to me to go into these stores and to be racially profiled and to be disrespected at, you know, the age of 19 and to speak Portuguese. And then my accent was great at the time, so they didn't know that I wasn't from there, and to insist on service and respect as a Brazilian. Because as soon as you speak English, then they're like, oh, hello, nice to meet you. You know, like, then they want to help you. Then they want your money. And I was like, I'm going to dress the part and I'm going to talk the part because this is outrageous. You know, so that's the effect that it had on me. It made me connect, yeah, and want to make change, even if it just meant changing the hearts and minds of people in my neighborhood. And maybe I didn't change anything. Maybe I just, you know, annoyed them that day, which is fine, which is great. but yeah, it just really outraged me because colorism is real too, you know.
Congratulations on the baby, by the way.
Oh,
I understand.
Thank
is it okay
you.
For me? You had a little boy. So yes, last year was a big year in a number of ways for you.
Number of ways, yes.
Which was the bigger event, the butler or the baby?
Oh, by far, baby.
Well, finally, it's Black History Month, and I was hoping I could get you to pass on some thoughts about what this means, or perhaps, now that you're a mom, what lessons do you want to share about that?
You know, it's interesting, because I was raised in a family that kind of did Black History Month every month. It's hard for me to, you know, get caught up in holidays that are kind of arbitrary, but it's much better than the alternative, which is complete ignorance. And if it takes 1 month for people to kind of bow and appreciate and learn and study, and for the kids to finally get some information in school, then that's great. But my son is definitely going to get his history year round.
Yeah. Lafia is an actress. She was kind enough to join us from our bureau in New York. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.